Good morning, and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Monday, May 6th. On today's show, a Satoshi-era Bitcoin address is activated after more than a decade, and a study finds that more than 90% of stablecoin transactions aren't from real users. Plus, crypto venture capital funding hits $1 billion for the second straight month. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with a fascinating development in the world of cryptocurrency. A dormant Bitcoin address containing over $43 million worth of Bitcoin has suddenly been activated after more than a decade of inactivity, according to the cryptocurrency tracking tool Whale Alert. The address contains 687 bitcoins, which were mined during the early days of the cryptocurrency when it was created by the pseudonymous Satoshi Nakamoto. For more on this, we're joined by our Simply Crypto correspondent. What do we know about this newly activated Bitcoin address?
This Bitcoin wallet dates back to the very beginning of Bitcoin, the so-called Satoshi era. It contains coins that were mined and accumulated in the first couple years after Bitcoin launched in 2009. The fact that it has laid dormant and untouched for over 10 years, only to suddenly spring to life now in 2023, is certainly an intriguing development. Of course, the identity of who controls this wallet remains a mystery. But anytime a large amount of Bitcoin from that early era moves, it attracts a lot of attention in the crypto community.
The activation of this wallet comes as Bitcoin's price has rallied back above $64,000. Do we think there is any connection between those two events?
While the timing may seem to suggest a link, analysts say there is actually little correlation historically between Bitcoin's price action and old dormant wallets getting activated. According to data from the blockchain analysis firm Chainalysis, wallets that have been inactive for many years will move coins for various idiosyncratic reasons, but it's rarely in response to or to take advantage of price fluctuations. So this is likely more of a coincidence than a calculated move by this whale.
What do we know about how much Bitcoin still remains dormant in these very old wallets from the cryptocurrency's earliest days?
The amount is staggering. An estimated $115 billion worth of Bitcoin hasn't moved in over a decade. That's a huge chunk of the total supply that is essentially inactive and off the market. Now, crypto forensics experts believe a good portion of those coins, perhaps 1.5 million Bitcoin or more, are likely lost forever, belonging to owners who have lost access to the wallets or passed away without sharing the private keys. But clearly, some of those zombie wallets still have living owners, as we see with this one that just woke up. Although highly unlikely, there's always intrigue when an old wallet moves coins, as people speculate about a connection to Bitcoin's creator, Satoshi Nakamoto. He disappeared in the early 2010s, and any wallet activity from that era inevitably stirs up those rumors again, however far-fetched.
Fascinating insights. Thank you. Certainly an interesting development to keep an eye on in the crypto space. Speaking of which, a new dashboard from Visa and Allium Labs is shedding light on the true volume of stablecoin transactions used for real-world payments. The findings challenge the notion that stablecoins are poised to revolutionize the massive global payments industry. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what exactly did Visa and Allium Labs uncover about stablecoin usage?
Visa and Allium Labs analyzed about $2.2 trillion in total stablecoin transactions in April. But after stripping out transactions initiated by bots and large-scale traders, they found that only $149 billion originated from what they call organic payments activity. That's a pretty small slice of the overall pie. Stablecoin proponents have argued that these tokens, which are pegged to assets like the US dollar, are set to revolutionize the $150 trillion payments industry. Major fintech players like PayPal and Stripe have been making moves into stablecoins, citing potential technical improvements. But Visa's findings suggest real-world adoption may be further off than some have predicted.
Why is there such a large discrepancy between the total transaction volume and the amount attributed to real payments? What's inflating the overall numbers?
A big factor is that stablecoin transactions are often double counted, depending on how users are moving funds around. For example, converting $100 of Circle's USDC stablecoin to PayPal's PYUSD on a decentralized exchange would result in $200 of total stablecoin volume being recorded on the blockchain, even though only $100 actually changed hands. This sort of thing can really inflate the top-line transaction numbers and obscure the true level of adoption for real payments. It's an important nuance to keep in mind when evaluating the growth and potential of stablecoins.
Visa itself handled over $12 trillion in transactions last year. Could the growth of stablecoins pose a threat to their business model long term? What are analysts predicting for stablecoin adoption in the coming years?
Some analysts are very bullish on the long-term potential for stablecoins. Bernstein predicted last year that the total value of all stablecoins in circulation could reach $2.8 trillion by 2028. That would be a nearly 18-fold increase from current levels. The thesis is that because stablecoin transactions are instantaneous and nearly free, they are well-suited to disrupt the legacy payments sector. Companies like Visa that generate huge revenues as middlemen in the current system could theoretically see that business eroded if stablecoins gained widespread adoption. However, demand for stablecoin payment solutions appears to still be tepid. Airwallex, a global fintech firm, says many of its customers still don't view the technology as user-friendly enough for mass adoption. Changing entrenched consumer behaviors is a major challenge, as evidenced by the fact that 40 to 60% of U.S. business payments still utilize paper checks. So while the potential for disruption is there, stablecoins likely still have a long road ahead to realize that promise.
Fascinating insights on the evolving landscape of stablecoins. Thanks for breaking this down for us. Shifting gears to the broader crypto industry, crypto venture capital funding has topped $1 billion for the second consecutive month this year, according to new data from Root Data. While this marks a slight decline from March, it's the first time since late 2022 that the industry has seen two straight months above the billion-dollar mark. For more on this, we're joined by our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what were some of the most notable fundraising rounds in April?
A few big ones stand out. There was a $47 million investment led by BlackRock into Securitize, a firm focused on tokenizing real-world assets. Monad, which is being called a potential Solana killer, raised an impressive $225 million from backers including Paradigm and Coinbase Ventures. Blockchain infrastructure startup Auradine secured $80 million, while the Cosmos-based Layer 1 blockchain Berachain raised $100 million. So a good mix of large rounds across different sectors of the crypto space.
And looking at the year-to-date numbers, which areas of the industry are attracting the most venture capital dollars so far?
Blockchain infrastructure firms are leading the pack, having pulled in $1.7 billion in funding in 2024. Decentralized finance or DeFi protocols are next, with $626 million. Interestingly, decentralized autonomous organizations or DAOs have only raised $3 million year to date, making them the least funded category. But overall, the industry is on a strong pace, with $3.67 billion invested across 604 rounds in 2024. That puts it on track to easily surpass the $9.3 billion raised last year.
There are also reports of some major funds in the works from established crypto VCs. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. Pantera Capital is said to be seeking $1 billion for a new fund, while Paradigm is reportedly targeting $850 million. If Pantera is successful, it would be the largest crypto fundraise since Andreessen Horowitz's record $4.5 billion haul in May of last year. Although notably, Andreessen Horowitz just raised $7.2 billion to invest across tech sectors like AI and gaming, but chose not to add to its crypto-focused fund this time around. Still, the Pantera and Paradigm news shows that major players remain bullish on the long-term prospects of the industry.
Certainly a vote of confidence there from some of the most prominent investors in the space. Thank you for that update and analysis. Shifting our focus to regulation, India's efforts to regulate the cryptocurrency industry have been unclear and ineffective so far, leaving many wondering what the path forward looks like. The sentencing of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison on fraud and conspiracy charges highlights the risks and need for oversight in this space. For more on this, we're joined now by our Simply Crypto correspondent. What do you make of India's approach to crypto regulation so far?
The Indian government has sent mixed signals when it comes to cryptocurrency. On one hand, they have imposed a 30% tax on crypto transactions and a 1% tax deducted at source, treating it similar to gambling winnings. This suggests they view crypto trading as a speculative activity rather than a legitimate asset class. At the same time, regulators have not provided clear guidelines for crypto exchanges and businesses to operate within the country. This regulatory uncertainty has caused many crypto firms to leave India for other markets.
Right. And we've seen the risks of underregulated crypto markets play out dramatically with the collapse of FTX and arrest of its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried. Do you think this will spur Indian regulators to take swifter action?
It certainly should serve as a wake-up call. The scale of the alleged fraud at FTX, with potentially billions in customer funds missing, demonstrates the massive risks to consumers if crypto exchanges are allowed to operate without proper oversight and risk controls. While some argue crypto innovation will be stifled by regulation, the industry will struggle to gain mainstream legitimacy and adoption without a clear legal framework. Regulators need to prioritize consumer protection.
So what might a crypto regulatory framework look like in India going forward? What are the key elements policymakers need to get right?
First and foremost, crypto exchanges need to be required to implement strict Know Your Customer (KYC) procedures, anti-money laundering controls, and segregate customer assets from corporate funds. Exchanges should also have to maintain adequate capital reserves and obtain licenses to operate. Regulators will likely look at limiting excessive leverage and requiring disclosure of risks to customers. Authorities also need to collaborate globally, given the borderless nature of crypto, to prevent regulatory arbitrage. It's a delicate balance of protecting consumers and maintaining financial stability while still allowing innovation. But the sooner India provides regulatory clarity, the better.
Those are important considerations for policymakers as they chart a path forward for crypto oversight. It will be crucial to get the balance right to harness the potential of this new technology while guarding against the significant risks. And with those insights, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.